little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So what you're telling us is that the consultation is the flow. And I get that you look at consultations on cuts or on videos, and if it flows naturally with the outcome at the end, then it's probably the right way. But then do we need to take some pressure off that structure? You have to do this, and this, yeah, and that way. And then, for example, sometimes when they try and cut the time of it, they ask the questions while examining. And then the pastor was kind of frowned upon. Don't examine while asking questions.
No, all of that is wrong.
Okay, so the same thing. It flows, yes, and it's
because that's how you and I save time by asking, yeah, questions while we're examining people.
Okay.
Don't we? You know, and that man with the temporal artery, you know, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off him. In the sense of when I'm asking him questions, I really want to know if does this hurt or not, so I'm going to be, do you mind if I just... Because if his temporal artery is tender, that's going to change the way that my consultation goes. If it's not tender, it's going to change it. If I just go through the sequence and then decide, right, now's the time I examine it, then you've lost all that stuff that you've done before. And again, the conversation I had with this trainee yesterday was exactly that, which was about examining a prostate and going through the whole PSA thing and the whole conversation about X, Y, Z, which is fine. But then if you examine the man's prostate and it's normal, it's enlarged, it's craggy. If you examine the man's craggy prostate and you've just spent 5 minutes talking about pros and cons of PSA and stuff, it's pointless. So there is an argument for getting on. What you need is the key aspects that are going to influence your decision making. And so when I have this conversation with trainees in the next 2 days, I'm going to the regional course, is I say to them, what is the difference between the consultation you've just had and a conversation in Costa, right? Because the average, you know, Guardian or Times reader could probably run most of our consultations as a sort of conversation. What added value do you give as a doctor? That's the key thing. And if you start to think about that, then you start to think about, well, what is it that I'm doing this? Because most of my consultations are exactly like this. They're just conversations. From the patient's point of view, they're just coming out of chat with Dr. Mark. He seems a nice enough bloke, you know. And towards the end of the conversation, he suddenly says, right, I think we should probably do this. And are you in agreement? And that seems to work, you know. Of course, it's a bit more complicated than that. But all that time, it's that helicopter view that you and I have. As soon as somebody comes in, we start to think, don't we? So pattern recognition. I don't know how many of you have seen my Arnold Schwarzenegger video, but I always show the beginning of Terminator to the kids. And I was thinking yesterday, the trainees probably don't even know what Terminator is. But basically, I could show you it this afternoon, but I won't. But basically, he comes down completely naked, walks into to the bar and scans everybody, and then says, I want your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. And basically, that's what we do when patients walk in the room. We scan them. Is it a man? Is it a woman? How old are they? Have they walked in? How do they speak? And before we've even started, you've got all this ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and we're beginning to bring things down. So a bloke walks in, you know he hasn't got ovarian cancer.
Well,
I mean, might become more complicated, though. Yeah. Supposedly it looks like a bloke. No, but you know what I'm saying. And so the pattern recognition and probability starts to work as soon as we come in.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.